AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think? Is it fair? Tom Brady's four-game suspension over Deflategate. We ask the fans.
I don't think it's very fair. And I don't think the NFL wants Tom Brady out of the game for four games. You know, he's a big moneymaker for them.
And I think, you know, technically it's cheating, so they should have some punishment, but do we have to make such a big deal about this?
Not a lot of solid evidence. So to see that it was a four-game suspension really surprised me.
Tom Brady's going to fight his suspension. The Patriots say they support him unconditionally. They've been penalized $1 million and docked 2 draft picks for using improperly inflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. Mother Nature is slamming Texas.
We're asking for folks to please stay off the affected roads to allow emergency.
Van Zandt County is cleaning up after a tornado pummeled the tiny town of Van about an hour's drive southeast of Dallas, killing 2 people there. In South Texas, the floodwaters are so high in some spots. Well, listen to the National Weather Service's Justin Gibbs.
We had reports of up to a foot of water in people's homes and into businesses. Numerous folks were rescued from their vehicles that drove onto the road. U.S. Highway 83, which is a major east-to-west thoroughfare there, was covered by up to 3 feet of water.
And he says deep South Texas is expecting more rain through Thursday. Another earthquake in Nepal. At least 19 people are known dead this morning. Almost 1,000 injured. This earthquake was a 7.3. President Obama is going to build his presidential library on the south side of Chicago, where his political career began. The official announcement came in the past hour. More and more Americans don't have a religion. 56 million in the Pew Research Center study. This is AP Radio News. Former President Clinton earned millions making speeches while Hillary was Secretary of State. Our Sandy Kozel's in Washington with a rundown.
When Hillary Rodham Clinton was Secretary of State, her husband won hasty approval from her department to make a lucrative series of speeches to companies, organizations, and governments around the world. A review of records by the Associated Press shows that former President Bill Clinton earned his family nearly $50 million for more than 220 paid events during his wife's tenure at the State Department. According to the review, the department sped through Bill Clinton's steady stream of requests while rarely raising concerns about potential conflicts of interest. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
In the latest round of crash testing, the mid-sized SUVs that performed the best were the Nissan Murano and the Jeep Wrangler four-door. This is the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety small overlap tests, which simulate a crash at 40 miles per hour. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.